those of you on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan, get some Blue Jays pregame extra tomorrow at 3 o'clock Eastern time. So that's when our baseball coverage will begin tomorrow afternoon on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Sportsnet590.ca. And right now the plan is to spend that half hour talking to Greg Hamilton, who is the Grand Poobah of Baseball Canada. The junior national team just got back from a week in Cuba, so we'll find out how things went over there. But right now, let's talk about this. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell and long distance, 1-888-666-0590. The Blue Jays come back and win, but maybe more importantly, Nolan Reimold leaves with a strained left calf. Munenori Kawasaki leaves with right hamstring tightness. And the Blue Jays are going to get run out of rocks. Who's going to play? Maybe now you have to send Marcus Stroman down. And now since they didn't do it Thursday, they can do it tonight. Well, really tomorrow, because he was active for the game. And that would knock him out Saturday, Sunday, then the four-day All-Star break is six. And then he would have to be fifth out of the chute. But that is a roster spot that you can use. You can't bring up Anthony Ghost, though, without putting somebody on the disabled list. But you can bring up Kevin Pillar. And you live with Steve Tolleson for a couple of days. Or maybe you live with Juan Francisco for one day against David Price and then Steve Tolleson against the righty. It is not going to be easy. It's a patchwork thing for the Toronto Blue Jays right now. But they're still in position to win a series at the Rays. For the first time since 2007. They're three games back of the Baltimore Orioles, and they've guaranteed that they will go into the All-Star break above 500, and who imagined that that would even be a thing 3 weeks ago? 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Let us begin with Steve in Toronto, listening on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. You're going to be the leadoff man. Welcome aboard.
Thanks. Hey, how you doing tonight?
Doing all right, thank you.
It was a good game. Good to see them not give up and make the comeback. Question I wanted to pose here, I was listening to Baseball Central earlier today, and they were talking about, and this is prior to the two injuries tonight, the Jays maybe making a bold move for a guy like Starlin Castro out of the Cubs, because they're looking to dump guys, and maybe someone like Sanchez could be someone they could be willing to give up. But I just want to get your opinion on that thought that came out earlier today when they were talking about what could be done over the All-Star break approaching the trade deadline.
Yeah, I'm not sure the Cubs are looking to dump a 24-year-old who's under contract for the next 6 years who's hitting 280 right now and an All-Star. I think that's maybe... You know, you hear people say, well, this team sucks. Let's just look at everybody we can take off of them, whether they want to trade them or not. It would be like someone saying last year, well, you know, the Blue Jays are in last place, so they're probably willing to trade Brett Laurie. And it doesn't, I don't think it really works that way. And I know the Cubs just picked up a shortstop and they've got another shortstop in the minor leagues on the way up, but I would be surprised if they're shopping Starlin Castro right now. He's a nice little pickup. I mean, he's a young guy and he's been an All-Star three times in the last 4 years. He's only got a career on base of .322 though, and he doesn't really hit for power. He'd certainly be a welcome addition. Don't get me wrong, with the guys that Jays are running out there right now at second and third. Especially with Kawasaki hurt, because he pretty much the only one who'd been playing well on a regular basis. But I think I would rather save my bullets for David Price, and if he's going to be available, I would take a shot at him and maybe Ben Zobrist as well to fill that gap.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you. We go to Mark in Ajax. Mark, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
How are you tonight?
Still good.
It's still good. I'm gonna flip the switch because I wasn't too happy with tonight's game.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, the outcome was good.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad you recognized that.
I think we were a little lucky. They had a 5-1 lead McGowan comes in, walks the first two guys he faces, not even close to the plate. Didn't think he should have been left in. And then I'm not saying that after the fact. After he walked the first two guys, I was sitting here saying, you got to pull him. And then the ninth inning, after Tampa Bay comes back and ties it, you get your leadoff man on. Not a hint of a bunt. Your man strikes out. I don't know what it is with the small ball. They don't seem to want to play any type of small ball. When you got a lot of guys hurt on your team, you got a lot of call-ups and little toolings here, fixing there. You got to change your outlook on the game and play a little bit a small ball. Hit and run, bunt. This team can't bunt. Remember Ghost?
No, this team's not good at bunting. I won't disagree with you. I kind of love the fact that the team's not good at bunting, though, because I couldn't disagree with you more on your thesis statement where, you know, when things aren't going well and when things, you know, you got guys hurt and you're struggling to score runs, that's like the last point in time where I'm thinking that you should be giving away outs. You know, you need to save your outs. Don't hand them over.
So on a leadoff walk in the ninth,
yes,
tie game, you're not going to try and move that runner over?
No. Unless I got a guy who absolutely can't hit.
Look what happened.
I know you disagree. Well, okay, fine. But you understand that that's, it's Juan Francisco, so you can call a strikeout. But it's a fastball pitcher. When Juan Francisco gets his rare hits, they go a very, very long way. He was more than capable of giving the Blue Jays the lead with one swing, and I'm not sure he's ever been asked to bunt before. But no, for me, I'm not bunting there. And I know for some people it's automatic. I'll never understand that. You are losing a chance to score. You're lessening your chance to score by giving up that out there.
But you're on the road, 5-5 tie.
Uh-huh.
You got a chance to score one run.
You're lessening your chance to score that run by bunting.
Percentages say they're the opposite.
No, they don't. The actual math does not say the opposite.
So why does everybody else play it that way?
They don't. They're stopping because people are smartening up.
Well, I still think they got lucky tonight. I'm sorry.
All right. You're entitled.
All right, brother.
I appreciate the call. Thank you. I appreciate that. See, there's a disagreement where we're nice to each other. This can happen on the program. Here you go. Runner on first base with no outs. The run expectancy matrix says you're going to score 92.9% of the time. Runner on second base with one out. The run expectancy matrix says you're going to score 71.4% of the time. And remember, that's only if the bunt works. And Lord knows we've seen enough bunts that haven't worked. You are lowering your chance to score a run when you bunt a guy over from first to second and give up an out. 416-870-0590, *590 on the cell, and long distance, 1-888-666-0590. The Blue Jays beat the Rays despite losing Nolan Reimold and Munenori Kawasaki in the game to go with Adam Lind and Edwin Encarnacion and Brett Laurie. Even the replacements are getting hurt right now, but they still pull out a win. Eddie is in Toronto listening on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Good evening, Eddie.
Hey, good talking to you.
And you too.
Well, I've got a lot to talk about, but I'm not going to get into everything, but I really... Really, I mean, I agree with the small ball with the last caller, but I used to be a high school coach, and I agree with you. I mean, there are times when the small ball, you just got to take a chance. But you're also
taking a chance by bunting, right? I mean, one of the biggest problems I have with the people who say bunt, 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 bunt is that they speak as though it works like 90 to 100% of the time. And there are so many things that you could bunt into a double play, pop it up, foul it off, get yourself into an 0-2 count, get the lead runner. All kinds of things can go wrong.
Absolutely. And I agree with you in the ninth inning, you don't take that chance. especially when you've got a runner. You got a runner, you got to keep going, keep the momentum going. I agree with you 100% on that. But during the course of a game, I do believe we've got to see a lot more small ball. But what I really wanted to talk about,
I don't want to see
and
any
I'm really
sacrifice
been passionate
bunker,
about,
but okay.
Really been passionate about,
yes.
Is nobody is talking about the strength and conditioning coaching that has been going on for the last 2 years. Everybody has been injured. Everyone. And there's no talk about, like, I mean, people are going, like, Laurie's been on the DL like three times
right.
in the last 2 years.
But if you're talking about the strength and conditioning coaches, and first of all, there is a new strength and conditioning coach this year. They got rid of last year's strength and conditioning coach and changed to a new guy. Mm-hmm. But Adam okay. Lind has a broken toe. That has nothing right. to do with him. Brent Laurie has a broken hand. That has nothing to do with him. Mm-hmm. Nolan Reimold's been here for less than a week. So that has nothing to do with the Blue Jays.
Get out of here. He's an athlete. He's an athlete. He's been playing his whole life.
Right. So what does this have to do? He's been here less than a week. You're going to blame the Blue Jays strength coach for him getting hurt?
Ooh, the Blue Jays organization.
Because he's been here for less than a week and he's hurt? You think, honestly, you think conditioning can, like, seriously now? They picked him up on the weekend.
I'm not just talking of.
I know, but I'm telling you, these are all the guys you absolutely cannot blame the Blue Jays for, right?
Okay, well, I want you to tell me how many hamstrings have been pulled in the so far this season. There's been five.
There was Rasmus. There's Kawasaki, which is they're saying it's just tightness. We don't know. There was Bautista.
Right.
Who else?
Kawasaki.
I said that one. Oh, Reyes.
Reyes.
That's four. So I got four hamstrings. I'm not going to debate with you whether it's four or five.
Yeah,
Edwins
yeah,
was a quad, but whatever.
Anyways,
for me,
it just seems like there's a lot of, more, you know, physical injuries. Like getting hit by a pitch or taking one off your toe. I mean, like it happens in baseball, right? But
right.
It just some of these other things. And last year too. I mean, there were a lot of injuries that you know weren't. You know, I mean, Cabrera is the only guy this year, right?
That's managed to stay off the decision. Well, Navarro, but yeah. he was hobbling for a while too. But yeah, I think Melky is the only regular. Well, Bautista was never on the DL, but he missed a week. For me, and I appreciate the call and the passion, Eddie. I do. I think it's easy. And like you said, they're athletes. And they've got, you know, they're not idiots. And they need to be responsible, too, for their conditioning. The strength and conditioning coach is somebody to help them with their routines and lead the stretching. But if you, and I guess the problem is that the public doesn't get access to this. And this is what kills me. But you watch a team stretch at the beginning of batting practice every game. There's maybe two guys who are actually paying attention and not just kind of walking through it. And I'm sure they do things before the game and in the clubhouse and, you know, in that last 15 minutes when we're not allowed in there to see what's going on. And a few guys do wind sprints out on the field before the game starts. But really, the stretching under the auspices of that strength and conditioning coach for every team, not just the Blue Jays, before batting practice is an absolute joke. And so it makes you wonder how seriously they take it in general. But I'm not willing to blame these injuries on coaching. It's on the guys to make sure that they're in good enough shape, that they're stretched out enough, that they feel loose and ready to go and warm. But also, these things are also just going to happen sometimes. They have happened a lot this year. Blue Jays beat the Rays 8-5. Eddie in Fort Erie listening on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Hey, Eddie.
How you doing, Mike?
Still good, thank you. Go ahead.
I just want to say something to one of the callers that said that they were lucky. Yeah, they were lucky, but you know what? It's better to be lucky than good.
Well, they were good, too. Don't forget. One bad pitch, otherwise it's an 8-2 ball game.
Absolutely. I noticed tonight about Dan Johnson. I've never seen him play much, But what really caught my eye was the stats in Buffalo: a 402 on base percentage.
Yep.
And he gets four walks tonight.
Yep.
That is unbelievable.
He is a three true outcome guy, Dan Johnson, and there's a reason that I've loved him for a long time. He is going to walk, he is going to hit a home run, or he is going to strike out in the vast majority of his plate appearances.
Now, would you say that maybe he was their secret weapon all along?
Well, if he was, they sure as heck waited a long time to use him. So I hope not. I've always thought that he's a guy who can help, and I've said it all season long that, you know, maybe the reason they didn't bring him up in April was because they know that they're going to need him in September, and they don't want to try to put him through waivers when they have to send him down. But now you have him, and maybe you won't have to send him down before September 1st.
You may keep him longer, or they may get more guys, because like you said, with the injuries tonight from Kawasaki and Reinwald, I mean, you know, I think sometimes when you're going through this, you have to kind of like, you know, try to play as hard as you can and not worry so much about what's going on and try to battle through adversity, because right now it is adversity for this team.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah, try to get back on the winning track and back to the first place. But you know what? These things are going to happen. You know what? If they can continue, like, somehow hang in there with all this adversity, then they may be, you know, the biggest surprise of all the teams to go through all this.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, Eddie. Everybody's dealing with their stuff, but the Blue Jays are dealing with a lot of it right now, but they just caught a huge break thanks to our intrepid reporter Rob Wong for being on this and retweeting it. The Tampa Bay Rays just announced that David Price is not going to start tomorrow. It'll be Jake Odorizzi. David Price went home sick tonight and will not start tomorrow. I guess might still start Sunday against R.A. Dickey. We'll see. But they won't have to deal with David Price. And that is a huge, huge break for the Blue Jays, especially given the devastation that their lineup is going through right now. I mean, we're lamenting the loss of Nolan Reimold. He had a great week. Still Nolan Reimold. This is nuts. Pat is in Halton Hills, listening on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Pat, welcome to Blue Jays Talk. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks. Question.
Yes.
Can they not move Jansen up as a starter? Like, or he not be able to go five or six innings?
If it ain't broke, don't break it, Pat.
Pardon me?
If it's not broke, don't break it.
Oh, I know that, but I mean, he's so intense. I love watching him pitch.
Yes, I love watching him pitch, too, and he's tried as a starter, and his shoulder couldn't handle it, and he's found a perfect fit in the bullpen, so he's not moving anywhere.
Will they move? Okay, like, will they go for David Price and try to bring him over to the Jays? Like, I mean, would he want to come over to the Jays?
Doesn't matter whether he wants to come over to the Jays or not. He's a free agent. He's not a free agent. He's a Tampa property, and if the Blue Jays make the best offer, then he will come to the Blue Jays.
Okay. Now, what about Brett Laurie? Are they going to keep him, or is he looking for a trade on him?
Why would they be looking to trade Brett Laurie?
I don't know, because everybody keeps talking about, you know, possible rumors that Brett Laurie would be traded.
I have not heard a single rumor this year that Brett Laurie was going to be traded. I think when the Blue Jays aren't playing well and Brett Laurie is being super intense, that rubs a lot of people the wrong way. But no, Brett Laurie's not going anywhere. Mark in Aurelia. Mark, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Hi, Mike. I just wanted to, I've been trying for a couple of weeks on the occasion of Mark Burley starts to give him some love. People don't talk about him enough. I've been a fan of his for years, even before he was a Blue Jay. And I was so bummed that he didn't get a chance to win that game. Well, he had a chance to win it, but he lost. He had a no decision. I hope that Blue Jays fans don't forget that in all that stuff that's going on there, he keeps going out night after start after start and giving quality starts and even just going five innings. I thought he was the player of the game, he and Dan Johnson for sure. I think he had four walks and scored it all four times. Is that right?
Scored three times. Yeah, he had a terrific game tonight.
So, just amid all your confused callers, worried about I think everyone take a relax, as Sid would say, and wait till after the All-Star break and reload and keep throwing Burley out there every 5 days and see what you get in between, and I'm good with it. So,
all right.
And also a nod to AA for the non moves he made in the off season. I'm looking at some of the other pitchers they could have signed in the off season who wouldn't really, given what they've done this year. I'm just so happy that we're where we're at this point in the year. And so, have a good night.
All right, thank you for the call. And I haven't heard a discouraging word about Mark Burley all year long. I think people understand what he does and who he is and how reliable and how good he is. And it's nice of you to call in and give him some love. That's 7 no decisions in a row, and this was only the second one that wasn't a quality start, and he gave up 2 runs. Did a good job again today. Wayne is in Lucknow. You're on Blue Jays Talk.
Mike, you're a fucking idiot.
Well, we're not going back to small town Ontario again, I'll tell you. The Blue Jays beat the Rays 8-5 today. Jeff in Pickering.
Mike, I just wanted to talk to you about Marcus Stroman and Drew Hutchison. And those guys are the two guys that right now seem to be the trade bait and package deals.
They're not trade bait. They're not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere?
No.
All right, that said, then who would you say would have the higher ceiling, biggest upside between the two?
I don't know. You know what? They were both really, really impressive. They both pitch with some serious, let's say, nerve out there. Great fortitude, as it were. They've yep. got great stuff. They both throw strikes. They're both 23 years old. I don't know. You know, I hate these kinds of questions because I don't like picking one or the other. Well, let's just enjoy them both.
Yeah, fair enough. But, I mean, it seems as though that they are two guys that are on the block. It seems
they're
all the
not
time.
On
we're
the
looking
block.
At,
they are.
Think,
they
well,
are.
Every time we're talking about David Price coming over, they're like, okay, well, every team wants Drew. Or
every team does Marcus. Want them. That's you know, that's a compliment. But they're not going yeah. anywhere. That's what the Cubs wanted for Jeff Samardzija. The right. Blue Jays said no. It's a lateral move to bring in a starting pitcher for one of Stroman or Hutchison. Yeah. No matter if even if it is David Price, that marginal improvement. Is it's not enough to
not worth
you
it.
Know to yeah. lose 6 yeah. years of Stroman. Yeah, they're not on the block. Other teams want them. That right. doesn't mean they're on the block.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair point.
Yeah.
Great.
All right.
Thanks for taking my call, Mike.
Thank you, Jeff. And thanks to everybody except the one guy. We appreciate all your calls. And to those of you to whom we could not get, we will try this again tomorrow night when the Blue Jays face Jake Odorizzi and not David Price, who was scratched with an illness. The Jays, 3 runs in the ninth to beat the Tampa Bay Rays 8-5. This is the Honda postgame show on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Blue Jays beat the Tampa Bay Rays 8-5 in the opener of this 3-game series. It looked as though all was lost. The Jays were up 5-1 in this game. And 5-2 in the seventh when Dustin McGowan came on with 2 out and nobody on in the seventh to face Evan Longoria. He walked him. Then he walked James Loney. Then he gave up a 3-run homer to Sean Rodriguez, and that tied the game. But instead of the floodgates falling open, they shut right there. Aaron Loop came on to retire all 4 batters he faced. The Rays didn't get another hit after that Rodriguez homer, and the Blue Jays scored 3 in the ninth, a bloop single on a 3-2 pitch by Steve Tolleson, who was only in the game because Munenori Kawasaki had to leave after the seventh inning with right hamstring tightness. The Blue Jays also lost Nolan Reimold in the game to a left calf strain. They're both listed as day-to-day. I doubt either one of them is going to play again before the All-Star break, which starts Monday. David Price was supposed to start tomorrow, but he's sick. Blue Jays flu, perhaps? Did he get traded? Doubtful. But you never know. So it'll be Jake Odorizzi instead against Drew Hutchison, and we will be on the air at 3:30 p.m. Eastern for a 4:10 first pitch. Baltimore beat the Yankees 3-2 today, so the Jays still 3 games out of first in the AL East. Tomorrow, 3:30 Eastern, 4:10 first pitch, 3 o'clock Eastern time for Blue Jays pregame extra. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware. Homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Sportsnet Radio Network. for Jerry Howarth, Joe Siddle, Tom Young, Brett Armstrong, and Igor Enriquez. I'm Mike Wilner. Bye-bye.